I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The holidays can be a festive time for families and friends together, but for some who have experienced grief or loss, the holidays can present challenges. To talk about dealing with grief or loss over the holidays is Dr. Alyssa Reingold. She's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, and she's director of clinical operations at the National Crime Victims Center at MUSC. Dr. Reingold, what are some of the potential issues over the holidays for people who have experienced a loss?
For many, holidays are a time of joy and celebration. Yet for those experiencing loss, holidays carry, for some, more feelings of sadness. And so there's that contrast between what is going on around you and those feelings of sadness that can amplify one's loneliness and loss.
What can individuals do who are sad during the holidays to sort of take good care of themselves in this scenario?
Well, there are a number of ways that folks can take care of themselves during the holidays after loss of a loved one. Definitely creating space to sort of honor or recognize your feelings of sadness that you may be having. Perhaps writing those feelings down on paper can help. Choosing activities wisely. I would suggest avoiding situations that can cause stress during the holidays. Perhaps working in timeouts for yourself during activities that may be difficult can be helpful. I'd also consider changing traditions. For some, traditions can be comforting and that can be great, but for others, it can be a reminder of that loss. And so this new phase in life might deserve a new tradition.
And Dr. Reingold, what about acknowledging the loved one who has been lost or in some way honoring them during the holidays? Would that be helpful?
Absolutely. So finding ways to honor your loved one during the holidays can allow you to carry their memory with you as you sort of tend to the present. Ideas could include lighting a candle, making a special donation to a charity in the honor of your loved one, or creating a memory book. If you're of Christian faith, you could hang a stocking for your loved one and have family members write down favorite memories and place that in the stockings. So there's just different creative ways you can do to carry your loved one's memory as you're celebrating the holidays.
What can we do to help children who might also have experienced a loss and they're grieving in their own way and now we're upon the holidays?
Well, parents and families are often afraid to talk to children about loss for fear that it's going to upset the child. However, talking about it sets an example to the child that it's okay to talk about difficult feelings, especially during the holidays. So finding time during the holidays to honor the loss with a child and include them in some of that planning may help children find ways to acknowledge their sadness during the holidays.
And what about depression for people that find they really are getting blue over the holidays?
Well, if somebody's sadness is to the point that it's very intense or that they're significantly distressed by it, definitely seeking support and help is crucial to help them through the holidays and after.
Dr. Reingold, thanks for providing information about dealing with grief or loss during the holidays.
Thank you very much, Bobby, for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.